This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. It's 8-2-23, show 515. Well, we start out the U.S. sovereign debt rating has been downgraded by Fitch. What the heck took them so long, Nick?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. This is going to be a bit problematic for the markets. Right now, we're seeing the markets under pressure today. But if you start to get some other credit rating agencies out there downgrading U.S. debt, that is going to be a major headwind. You're going to start to see yields even go higher. You know, Kerry, on this program, I know a lot of people didn't believe us, but we've been talking about higher yields for how long now? I mean, not only did we call the bottom in bond yields when they were well under 1%, and now here we are at the 10-year sitting at around 4.09%. And, you know, I've been telling everybody every time they dip, they're not going much lower. So, you know, lose that fantasy of yields going back down. And the U.S. debt now is at $33 trillion. We have a spending frenzy. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or Biden. You know, these guys have, between the two, have printed up about $14 trillion or a little bit more. And inflation's not going away either. And if you have wars, inflation's not going away. So maybe a realization is coming in from these credit rating agencies. Like you said, what took them so long?
Hey, you know, it's like all fiat currencies. We know what's going to happen. So what is going on with rates, though? So you think it's going to put pressure on rates?
Yeah, I mean, either way, I just don't see rates going down very much. So even if the Fed decides to cut, which I don't think they can do, I know everybody's talking about that next year. Oh, we're going to see 5 rate cuts or something along those lines. I just don't see how the Fed can do it. Inflation is here to stay, especially when you have the Russia-Ukraine proxy war going on. Then you have potential war breaking out in Africa now, more of a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. And then you have potential China Taiwan conflict, and if it ever escalates into China-U.S. conflict, that's more inflation. So inflation's not going to go down anytime soon. This is just fantasy land that people are living in. And, you know, the stock markets have had a great rally and a great run because of a banking crisis where they've injected liquidity into the system. You can't make this stuff up. This is crazy business.
Yeah. It's quite a script there. Playing from here. Well, in other news, ADP employment is going up in July.
Yeah, it looks like ADP showed a gain of 324,000. I mean, this is, then we'll get a non-farm payroll report on Friday this week, and it'll be a Goldilocks number. It's just incredible how that seems to work out like that.
That's all coincidence, Nick. You know that.
Well, that's what they tell us, Kerry, and we'll just have to, you know, play by the game, but play by the rules here. But we'll see what happens. It's interesting. But I think traders right now should be in caution mode, especially as we go into August, September, October. These are the turbulent time periods ahead.
All right. So we're seeing the dollar moving up recently.
Yes, the dollar has been very, very strong, stronger again today, up another 0.4%. The dollar over the last 12 days has been surging. And prior to that, 2 weeks ago, the dollar was crashing. So you could see how this market is so confused right now. It doesn't know what to think. And remember, a stronger dollar hurts multinationals going forward. Now, in all fairness, the dollar is still way below where it was in September of 22. 2022, when it traded around 114, 115, the dollar right now sitting at around 102.5, but a big comeback for the dollar this week.
Yeah. So, hey, and past 2 days, gold and silver have been slammed here.
Yeah. And gold is starting to slip a little bit today. So is silver. Silver's down about 2.25%. So you can see the choppiness that's been going on there. And this is, You know, one of the reasons why, Kerry, I tell people all the time to make sure you know your charts, because if you don't know those charts, you would bite up there at those highs and you would say, hey, this thing's going to break out. But, you know, again, that's why I try to do my best and put out some levels there and say, hey, this is a big level here on the daily chart. If you crack through there, things could change. But, you know, you're going to get stuck in the gold resistance level worked like a charm. Silver also went a touch higher than what I expected. But, you know, right in that wheelhouse of resistance. And again, never really could get much above 25. So we got a pretty good sell-off today in silver in particular.
All right. And of course, Bitcoin, what's that doing today?
Yeah, Bitcoin, the last I checked, was up slightly. So Bitcoin catching a little bit of a bid. Remember what we talked about. The daily chart is floppy, looks horrible. But the weekly chart is still constructive. And that could still have upside. So you want to respect that bigger time frame as you go forward here.
All right. Well, that is it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See his trading record, how he's beaten the averages for decades. Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. Write your YouTube comments below. Nick will pick up with you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.